Welcome.
Thank you.
And
this day we should wrote or look for what
so we have Ivana, Shreyas and Muthu here. First, it's good to introduce ourselves.
We know already each other from previous meetings.
Mm-hmm. But people who might be listening.
They don't know. So I'm Ivana.
Shreyas and...
And I'm Muthu.
And we will try to look for the qualities of creations which are for the purpose of stimulation by visual experience. Mm. We had many meetings before and we tried to reach art, but the meaning of the word art is now unfortunately without some consensus, as the word got development through history that many meanings, and now there are many things which are nothing, which doesn't have anything in common.
Mm.
And we try to make some sense what we would like to talk.
Mm.
And we find that we would like to talk about our creations, which are for the purpose of stimulation by visual experience.
Mm.
And today, I would like to continue somehow that we will look for the quality. I thought maybe you don't agree. We can talk about how we can look for it. I thought that we can do some brainstorming.
Mm.
I remember one person I'm really tired. Sorry, one person. Said that if somebody wants to buy and give money, it is quality. And we can agree or not agree, but I don't want to absolutely judge. I would like today just look and good brainstorming, and we will write what will come to our brain if something come.
Yeah, sounds
okay.
Good.
So who will write?
I can write.
Good, Muthu. Muthu, could you write?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can. Sure.
We have the board. We have the pen there.
I have a black sketch.
You have your okay.
This will be darker.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. So, quality.
So you were saying that only things which can be sold or people are willing to buy, that is quality, but sometimes there are priceless things that people cannot buy and it's for meant for everyone, and also some objects get their value after some time.
Hello, we have new people who are coming for discussion, or you are getting just around?
So we are having a discussion about quality of art. We do this every Tuesday. So it's more of a debate sort of.
And we record it.
And we record it and put it on Audible Radio. So if you girls want to join, it will be great.
We'll just listen. I don't know how to.
Sorry. Okay, but we have to really make some. Really point, and it could be a really amount of money which somebody is willing to buy. Could you write? amount of money which somebody would like to pay for it. It is not that I would like to, but as I told you in the beginning, we would like today just make brainstorming what will come. Next one.
Alright, next one. What qualities?
Sorry, Mutu. Huh? I would like really make one point that I don't want to use the word art.
Okay.
So.
Okay, we are just
You can cross, okay. and just to write the quality we know about. We are talking that they are creations. For the purpose of stimulation by visual experience. And we don't have to write on the board. Okay. We know what we are talking. And I don't wonder really, because it is, we talked about many times before, that somebody tells, this is not art, because, and if we don't have really this word, if we dismiss this word, after it is really very clear that if anything is created and it is for the purpose of the stimulation, the visual experience, and you feel something or you got some stimulation here. It is about neuroscience and which neurons are getting, but we don't have to understand this. We just really look for something to describe. That then if I paint, my painting is my creation, and we look for the quality of it.
So what do you think is the quality in your painting?
Yes.
Why do you think it is of quality?
Yes, this is question. It could be evoking of human unity. Not evoking. It is not good word. Something that awakes
human unity.
That awakes human. But I would like to tell that people, if they have this visual experience, can have some experience of human unity.
Human unity is a particular concept. Well, I think the quality that you're talking about is stimulation.
Yes, exactly. And
stimulation of emotion.
Emotions of that they are not alone.
Stimulation of emotion.
Emotion that people are not alone. Yeah, it is very clear that I like it. Do you understand? We sometimes use the words, and after we are not really sure what it is, and so on. Not being alone.
And Shreyas, what would you find, what kind of quality would you talk about when you talk about your work?
Memories as some things that evokes a past memory or maybe a sad memory, and then so you are lost in that memory, and then like you become blind and whatever is in front of you, you don't see that. So more like an emotional outburst.
Relation to past or history?
Yeah, history or...
That viewer is
experience.
Able to relate to a memory or a history that they remember.
Or maybe experience, like falling down a bicycle or something, so
Relation to past experience or history.
I think experience itself tells it all.
Mm. Past experience.
Past experience. Hmm?
If I look at my work, I look at a few qualities I try to address. One is definitely the skill, the skillfulness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Skillfulness. I also try to look at, in the recent times I've learned that the story that comes through, what is the story that I'm trying to tell through emotions, experience, but the story seems to be the kind of inner kind of center that brings that experience. Or story is, I think, the way I'm looking at it. I think each one looks at what they're projecting through a different concept. The way I'm trying to look at it is the story. I think skillfulness, the story within.
Storytelling. Yeah.
This is something I learned recently through this exhibition and this period in the last 1 or 2 years. Before 8 years I did exhibition. Before that I used to do a lot of work, but I had some kind of block because I didn't have much of story to tell, or I wasn't focusing on any story, but I was just focusing on the skillfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was not there, and I found that the story is what connects to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a quality, I think.
So it's like more like an experience also. You meet someone,
yes.
And in future, maybe some person is reminding you of the person you have met before.
Mm.
So, yes. So it's.
Yeah, it could be any kind of story. Like when you're saying past experience, also you're trying to bring a story which stimulates or relates to their past experience. Or story could also relate to other things.
Mm-hmm.
About their imagination or vision or hope in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really understand that sometimes I really did something, and after I find, oh, there is story which I am telling.
Mm.
Opposite that I did something, and after I find that there is I like to make usually people also, not just landscape even in landscape I try to do people.
Mm.
And after it is really about some story, what they did.
Mm.
I try to look for the words which makes that if you do some good composition, which makes people move. You had to write for yourself that you don't forget, yeah?
No, isn't good composition is
good
also
composition,
quality.
But I would like to continue.
Yes.
That it is a composition which people are move through the creation.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is really maybe more complex things.
Hmm.
That people are keep in somehow. Yeah.
Hmm.
And maybe it is not just composition. If I think about now, that people are really somehow keep in the creation without any other distraction, and it gives him this type of mindfulness that they are not really wondering what will be tomorrow, what was yesterday, but the people are really at the present moment. Yes, maybe this it would be if I think quality, if creation keep people at present moment. Could you write how to keeping people in present moment?
Keeping people, making people more mindful, or present moment?
Yeah, it is about mindfulness, to be at present moment. So make people to be at present. To be?
A frozen second.
At frozen. To be make people to be at present. So, and the it is continuing on moment to moment base. Yeah, but we can really write, make people be at present. I feel that it is very good quality. That helpful for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think being impressiveness. A quality of when you see something, you get impressed. There is an impression in your head, like you remember it for a long time. It's a certain quality. Not all art is impressive, but some work, when you look at it, you go back and many times it comes back. So
yeah,
it's made an impression.
I understand. I have to I remember some movies that you are going from the movie and you tell, this was a horrible movie. And after you find that you talk about the movie for 2 weeks because it took you in some impression and it makes you really somehow hook on it. And I'm not really good in English, and I am trying to look for the word that it really catch you. That you remember for a long time.
Capturing impressiveness.
Capturing
impressiveness.
Yes.
I think also another value could also be usefulness. Some art could be useful art.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And only I am not sure about you mean, for example, that you have picture and you can use for a tray for the coffee, or what do you mean?
Example, you know, like a key hanger in the house. Sometimes people have some nice sculpture who's like an animal whose horn will be the key hanger.
Usefulness.
Something
like
that. Beautiful sculpture, but it is also useful.
Usefulness, absolutely clear, absolutely clear, absolutely clear.
Mastery.
Mastery?
Masterful work. Like you see somebody's work and you say, wow, that's so masterful, a master has created this work. So mastering of techniques.
But we have already skillfulness, but
maybe
it
is related.
But I understand that the skillfulness could be if somebody do 100 same Ganesh, he got skillfulness.
Mastery.
Mastery could be that there are a lot of qualities in the creation. Please write there, a lot of qualities. Mastery, a lot of qualities.
Lot of qualities.
So I think with mastery, lots of qualities, and people at present, a good composition, I think it's all relating to good ambience that the artist makes. The ambience.
Ambience?
Yeah, so
when you go, sorry, I don't understand the word ambience.
So sometimes when you go to a very good looking pub, so it's like a very modern pub. So what makes it modern? The how will you describe ambience?
So
there are trees here and it's all nature here, so it's natural ambience over here. And if you go to the city, okay, I think
I'm looking now first. Really at ambience in my dictionary. The ambience of a place is the character and atmosphere that it seems to have. The overall ambience of the room is cozy.
Are you saying ambience in relation to a gallery or a space where the art is displayed, or
like the composition, how it is made? So it's creating an ambience, something like that. It's like some people just make portraits and they don't give a background to it.
Right.
But some people try to give a background to it, making it cloudy or, you know, something like that.
Context.
So the context.
Context is, let's say I'm talking about a bag. I can talk about this bag, write about it separately. Mm-hmm. But to relate what this bag stands for, I need to say which place it is used in. It's used by Ivana, it's in this place, she's using it for this purpose, telling the story around the subject.
Okay.
Like he's saying, for example, if you're painting a portrait, if I can paint a portrait with just plain background, there's no context. But if I put Ivana's portrait in the space she lives, there is a context, your life and your things.
And the quality is good context?
So
context is just giving context.
So
I can tell you about some person separately, or I can tell you with their backstory, background.
Okay, so given context.
More details and context.
Okay.
Like I'm making my sketch.
So quality is to give context.
Give context.
Ah, good. Okay.
Interesting.
So my uncle told me that this is what I'm lacking right now. Like I'm making all the face, everything perfectly, but I'm not giving the right ambience and the right context through my painting. So
okay,
that is when your arts start selling, and that is when it is defining you.
Okay, but anyway, I still don't, I understand now context, but still I don't understand this ambience. Sorry.
So there are many artists who, like, there are many phases. I think big artists, they used to make all their, Pablo Picasso.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to make, his paintings used to be only in blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shifted to red and something like that. So over the years, he was using different tones. So that was giving different, warm colors is for anger and all that, blue is for soft and all like that. So like that, it's creating a content and a mood and like that.
Okay, and we can, this I understand. Maybe we should really to write, use colors by...
I think mood is a nice...
Yeah,
mood.
Creating the right mood.
Create.
Like, if someone is really depressed and you are making their photo, and if you make it, like, very lively and, you know...
With vivid
colors.
He is really depressed from the picture. If you see the picture...
So, if it's very vivid, then it's like he's... It is supposed to be happy, but it's, like, the person is sitting like that. So, the... You know, the colors and the atmosphere, like the background, should give that vibe that it is really sad and like that.
Mood and context.
Okay. So, give context and give mood.
Not necessarily give, it's creating a mood.
Creating mood. Yeah, this is clear for me.
Yeah.
Create mood. Oh, yeah. Clear. Yeah, creative mood is really I like it. This is especially you can create happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And again, happiness is mood.
Yes.
Even if I remember the first time that the idea came, that she would like to make people happy.
Mm.
So she should be create mood, which is happiness.
Yes.
Somehow that people see yeah, yeah.
So it's not necessary that artist should make only portraits or landscapes. He can only play around with colors and bring out the emotions
from
this. Yeah.
Create mood.
Yes. And also maybe inspire.
Inspired, yeah.
Like when people look at my work, I want them to feel inspired to do something more creative in their life.
Or they see the picture of somebody and they would like be so successful as him.
No. He's talking about he makes patterns and he makes different art forms. So he wants people to, you know, see them and so my inner creativity arises.
Okay. So,
feel like experimenting and doing
something.
Yeah,
yeah. And maybe we should really more write about it. Yeah, because as I told you, inspire for me it is the you will paint Bill Gates and people will look at Bill Gates and they will be inspired by his life and they would like to follow.
Hmm.
This is inspire also.
Yeah.
But you would like to tell and it is reason why I would like that you will write more, not just inspire.
Hmm. Inspire.
Creativity,
spontaneity. Creativity, spontaneity.
Yeah.
Love for nature. So there are many things that I'd like to inspire. Like I paint some tree and give so much detail of certain aspects that people can say, wow, I want to look at trees like this.
Yeah.
Inspired to relate on certain things.
One more quality somehow connection. If I will paint, for example, the Velvet Revolution from the Czech Republic, and I will paint it, and I will show exhibition. I think the quality it is that I do some education, education about history.
Yeah, we have history. Relation to past experience and educative also, educational.
Yeah, education. You understand it doesn't have to be from the Czech Republic. It could be something that I find which is from history.
Yes.
And it is education.
Yeah, educational. So here I'll just add it here, relation to past experience or history.
Yes.
And here we have educational.
Good.
Oh. And of course we understand these things could be mixed, interchanged.
Yeah. It could be about if I will paint I always tell if I, but I don't want to tell I. If there is picture with women who are working at work, working at home, and you understand that somehow the person who did it wanted to make justice that the women and men should have same
treatment,
same respect. And maybe the person doesn't feel and they promote justice. So quality of painting could be promote justice,
could be one promoting so justice would be a concept. It's a subject, right? It's not the quality.
Yeah, it is subject, but it is
it's inspiring justice.
Inspiring justice.
Yeah, justice is the subject, while inspiring is the quality that you're doing.
And
choice of subject is yours, individual artist. So that can change. While what you're doing is inspiring towards something.
Yeah, inspiring for justice, for
purpose.
Women.
Purpose.
Purpose. Purpose to write the
cause.
Inspirer.
Purpose or cause.
Cause to
cause or purpose. Like here, justice is the purpose, or you can say it's the cause. So it's a mix of inspire, purpose, or it could be inspire a mood. So these are combinations.
I would like really write their social justice, gender
equality.
Yeah, this is the word which I wanted.
Equality.
Yeah, and there is many things that we can continue by this way, but you write really nicely this purpose that we can really make point about the social injustice, about problem of women. This is one quality of our creation.
Absolutely.
And I would like to have one more quality, which is quality of creation by low cost means. That it is quality also. If you make some quality which we discuss and you have to have 5,000 rupees, and you do same by 50 rupees. I think we can tell about that it is quality. So using low cost is quality. Low cost. Using low cost. Could you write really using the word using, because low cost after it could be the creation have low cost, but it could be after that somebody would like pay for it hundreds thousand. But your for example, you use really just watercolors which are two tubes for 140 rupees on the paper for 50 rupees, and you create something, and after somebody you use canvas which costs 1,000 and oil colors which are also expensive, that it could be quality really that somebody use low cost.
Yes.
Something other coming?
No, but low cost I didn't get it.
You don't get it? I will tell you again. You somebody can make something which all the quality are same by 100 rupees and somebody other make by 10,000 rupees. And I am telling that it is quality. If you are able to make it just 100 rupees because you save money.
But in art you don't think about money.
I am sorry.
That's not true.
While you're creating something.
I am sorry. I have to make point that we are now very very clear that any quality which comes to our mind is there.
Yeah, yeah.
We put on the other hand the very opposite quality if somebody wants to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really that we don't want to make justice about it.
Mm.
I wanted to tell that this is quality.
Mm. And but also, of course, it's a choice. Mm. So here, using low cost is one choice. And you also have the choice of using material that is high cost.
Yeah.
And the so cost what is the quality.
So if the low cost creation is just lasting for 100 years and the high cost one is lasting for 1,000 years. Then
this is so not really always that it has to come together. Yeah, I don't want to that we have to create something what will be only for 10 years.
Hmm.
I would like to tell that if something will take 10 years same and 10 years same and same quality and I am able to do by less money, it is good. Because I can invest this money to feed children.
But I went down this path, I was trying to buy cheap quality charcoals and I was first experimenting with high quality ones.
Okay.
So I found that after using the low quality ones, my output was not that good.
Okay.
And people starting, you know, hating my sketching. Not hating, as they said that you have, you are lacking somewhere, maybe something is wrong. And then again I went back to the high quality one and people started appreciating. Whoa, I think. So it depends on the quality of the product also that you are talking about, that the money we are investing in to buy the
money
medium
is, like you say, money is definitely an aspect.
Mm.
But I do not try to.
And we can put opposite.
Hmm?
Using a lot of money.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I mean? We can put all
yeah, it's
all
both quality.
Both quality.
Each one has to choose.
We can tell really that we can tell that this quality, it is if I use the paper which is very expensive, it is quality also. Put how to tell?
Choice of medium and material.
Choice.
Okay.
Choice of medium and material.
Okay.
Choice of medium.
And
materials. My spellings are so bad.
No problem. We have one more paper. If you are afraid that we are finishing,
yeah.
You can put the paper on the other side and use the new one. And if we don't have enough, we can
find more paper.
Have more.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, what other? This is brainstorming.
Can we also discuss some of these, like as we were beginning to discuss some? This cost issue is actually something I'm trying to deal with personally in my life with art. It's very interesting how cost of art plays a role in the art itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might use materials that are cheap, but if I take 2 months to paint it. The cost of me living for 2 months is high. So the cost of art is increased, but actually the materials that I've chosen are low, and the material I've chosen more consciously. But the cost of art is high because 2 months of my living takes me maybe 20,000, 30,000. So automatically...
And maybe it is quality also that how long it takes to create.
Time.
How long?
Time investment.
Time invested. It takes to create. It is that somebody does the work for 20 years.
Yeah. And then I found recently that if I want to create something really, really good and put all the time and patience, and the cost of it increases, and if I create this piece, I cannot sell it any less than 25,000-30,000 automatically.
So how I encountered this problem was, it's better to do 2 and 3 works together and not just getting stuck to one work.
Yeah.
So then it's like if you are doing one work, and it's like if you're continuously working for 5 hours, you need a break.
Yeah.
So for that break, you can, you know, work on some other work.
Mm.
So that is how you keep, you know.
I've started doing the same thing.
Yeah, so it's better to multitask.
Yeah.
And also if it's boring, it's good to, you know, choose different materials. Like if you're painting and sketching, then you're doing some other task and some other task, then you're not bored when you're switching your work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe if we talk about the time, but maybe it is different. But anyway, we have to talk about it. Then to do a really good watercolor portrait seems for me more time to learn that makes some acrylics I am not sure abstract. I am not sure about you agree with this that in this we should have some quality.
Yes, sir. Mastery.
Mastering
watercolor takes much longer than mastering abstract
this
work.
I understand now properly your mastery, maybe. I didn't understand. Yes.
And also I think maybe whether we like it or not, sometimes even popularity of the artist itself plays a role in the quality.
Popularity, famous.
Popularity and fame.
Because if somebody makes portrait of Madonna, this is different that I do portrait of the coachman of Sayer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I faced this, like, if you want to sell your work more quickly, it's important that you make portraits of people everyone knows, and also it's like they can compare with the real photo, and if they have seen the person, so yeah, this is good because it looks exactly the same like that person.
Movement. Movement. So I am not sure about we can put somewhere that in some paintings you have somehow create movement which is more like dancing. How you would like to describe, how we can describe
dancing.
Really paintings takes you different movement, and this movement can be very pleasant. That it takes you some way by the.
So Degas has paintings of ballet girls dancing, changing, and it's really interesting. You know, it's like you are spinning sometimes when you see that photo, and also he's using soft pastel, so it is like really light. So you feel light inside, like it's. You are not that heavy, but you are light, and so it's like very uplifting to see his work.
I think it
would
come under the mood, no?
Yeah.
Mood, but I would like to tell something not about mood. I would like really, maybe it is about composition. That composition takes you from very high to really low, and after very up, and after by some rhythm. Maybe rhythm
is a quality.
Rhythm. I was reading somewhere, so when you're painting, when you're sketching, so your eyes and your hands are not coordinated, your brain and your hands are coordinated. So when you are making a live sketch, so you tend to look at that person, and then you are continuously sketching at the same time, and so so there's a rhythm that you pick up.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I also go through this. I'm just looking at a tree, and then my hand is drawing.
It's a nice
experience.
And sometimes you get lost in a thought, so you are blinded. So you are just thinking about something else, and you're just painting. So that spiritual level we have to reach. So time just passes by. And you just finish your work, like 2 months of work in few seconds.
I wish.
So that is mastery of skills, and to get the mastery, you need to have the rhythm in you.
Yeah. I do some exercises for the coordination hand and eyes. They are just very primitive, but I found that it is helpful. These are just lines which you are doing on the edge of your paper. Really many lines every day.
Parallel lines.
Yeah, but you don't do parallel line to other line.
Only
but
top.
But always on the top of the paper, the edge of the paper. Folks, I would like finish. We will today. We can continue. I would like really that we will think about more what we wrote. If you want to take the picture, what we create.
It's good that you take a picture and put it.
I will put there on the radio.
Yep.
I'm feeling hungry, I think I should stop now.
I decided to get rid of my belly, so I'm eating less during the lunch.
Give me that belly, I will take it.
I think we have to finish our recording before it is getting really out of the topic.
About bellies?
Yes, and already I asked News and Nose to publish. It will be same day, same time, Tuesdays from 5 o'clock till 6, as a regular event.
Yes.
Would you like to tell something before I switch off?
Thank you very much for listening to us.
Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.